Let's keep going to the Holy Scriptures. More words from our Savior. In the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verses 2 through 5. You want to know how Jesus feels about sin? Revelation 3, 2 through 5. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If, therefore, thou shalt not watch, I will come as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I cometh upon thee. Thou hast a few names in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh the shame shall be clothed in white raiment. That's a robe. And I will not blot out his name of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Did you catch that? Jesus said there's a few things you're doing that aren't right. And if you don't watch out, he's going to come and he could remove your name out of the book of life. So much for once saved, always saved, like these hirelings teach. Believe Jesus' words. Believe it's true. Not long ago, I preached during the eclipse. God's word. God's word shows us that everything he set in motion will come to pass. The sun and the moon and the earth lined up perfectly. It will all come to pass. God's word will all come to pass. You can set your clock by his creation. The eclipse was not a biblical sign. It was another natural wonder. You can set your clock by God's amazing creation. Well, you better set your life to God's amazing word, because it's coming to pass. And a puny few of you will find eternal life. Most of you are going to suffer the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. Calling American churchianity to repentance today, Jesus said, go and preach the gospel. Call them to repentance. Make disciples. Teach them to obey everything he commanded. You're not doing that today. Stronger Man Conference doesn't do that. They just tickle itchy ears. Lindell's church doesn't do that. Driscoll's church doesn't do that. Tim and Javin's church don't do that. They're compromised, seeker sensitive, easy believe. I don't know how else to say it. Goat farms. You got sheep and you got goats. You're either a sheep of God or you're a goat of the world. Test your hearts today. Make sure you're following Christ in spirit and in truth.